These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Later today, keep it on Hot Talk 99.5 to catch Coastal Carolina as they take to the gridiron for more great football action. From the pregame show through the game, all the way to the postgame show, you'll catch it all on your home for Coastal Carolina football. Hot Talk 99.5.
The following is a paid commercial and does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its ownership.
You're listening to the 60-Minute Axelrod Hour from Axelrod & Associates. To get in touch with Stuart, call his office at 843-AXELROD or locally at 916-9300, online at gotaxelrod.com, or stop by the office at 4701 Oleander Drive, just off the bypass. The 60-Minute Axelrod Hour on Hot Talk 99.5.
Good morning, Stuart!
Good morning, North America! This is Stuart Axelrod, live every Saturday morning. I am the Southern Geeter with the heater, the minister of madness, and the purveyor of social justice. Recently ordained by the Wizard of Oz as the true beacon of reason in the sea of confusion, broadcasting live today from the city of frustration, formerly known as Myrtle Beach. Woo! Joining me today is my dear friend and co-host Reggie Gay.
What's going on, Stuart?
Reggie Gay.
Thank you. I am Reggie Gay, and I bring the sensible side to the show, I guess.
I like that. That's good. And at the controls of Spaceship Axelrod, we have promoted the formidable engineer and chief petty officer to Captain Rick the Terminator Roberts.
Good morning. If Reggie's the sensible side,
where does that leave you?
I really don't want to know if I want to say that word. It might make people. It might offend somebody.
Okay, then
the
let's not say it.
The ignorant side.
But folks, this is the first week that I have come live on time on the air, so we got to give a nice little bell ring to Rick.
Yeah, he did it. We knew you could.
And as always, we're live. Only place from Miami to Montreal on Saturday morning live. And this is a special show this week. You know that, Reg. We have the special election coverage show. And we have a guest in this studio today with us. He's kind of crowding me out. I'm going to push him over because he's trying to talk on my microphone. But we have with us the one and the only David Hux. Come on, David.
How are you, sir?
Good morning, Myrtle Beach. I'm David Hux here with your conspiracy theory updates and fake news reports.
There we go.
Wait a minute. Conspiracy theory and fake news report. Okay, I get it now.
I'm your local fake news reporter coming to you live.
No, it's unbelievable. Now we have like a man on the street, Reg. We have like our first reporter on the street going to come live today.
Okay.
We're going to ask the serious questions that nobody wanted to come on the station to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask Mr. Hux. He owns like a website, MyrtleBeachSC.com. And he's actually in the advertising business and he has like a webpage and does all this kind of stuff. And I believe he told me he's the 17th generation Hux. Like he landed here on the Mayflower.
Really? For real?
I don't know.
Seven? Wow. What history? Jeez. Incredible.
My family came over on the Mayflower, Stuart. We've been here since the 1760s and ain't a whole lot changed.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere, huh?
No, not going anywhere and not much is changing here, so we'll see.
I think they got off in Plymouth Rock and took a dinghy and they went south because I'm in favor of Hux's relatives. Go where it's warmer.
Okay.
So they came to Myrtle Beach, and they, like, really, his name should be Burroughs and Chapin or something, but it's Hux. But, you know, I guess they didn't buy land. They should have bought land, David.
Okay.
All right. David's like, there. Listen, we're going to go right to the – first of all, I want to give a big shout-out to my nephew, Ben Erickson. He is in Montana. He has half the state of Montana listening to me now, and he's going to a debate today. He's on a school bus in Montana going to a debate, which is, I guess it's about – I don't know, they're like 2 hours back, so it's like 5:30 in the morning. So big shout out to Ben. I hope you win your debate. And another shout out to South State Bank, Reggie. Brent Mackey, my president of the bank, listens to us every week now.
Ah, Mr. Mackey, so, how are you today?
You mean the guy that's controlling your money?
Yes, sir.
I want to give a big shout out to the guy that's controlling my money.
Hello, Mackey was the last name, correct, Stuart?
Mackey, yeah, Brent Mackey. Listen, Rick, turn your volume up. I can't hear you. I'm in the closet still.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A little louder.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go. Buddy.
Is that better? Okay.
Oh, dude, that's much better. Huh? I want to hear you. I want to absolutely always want to hear
actually,
you.
Actually, you know, you're probably the first person in the world that says, I want to hear Rick Roberts. Most people go, tell that guy to shut up.
No. We want to do that. But we got a lot to cover today because we got to do our regular trivia. We got David Hux to do. So I want to get right to the news a little bit, folks. We always update the Las Vegas shooter. They have now, the sheriff has come out, Joseph Lombardo has come out and said maybe the shooter's financial decline might have had an effect of why he decided to shoot everybody. They have no idea. And Jesus Campos is back at work at the casino, and he's living on MGM property. So they're letting him live there now. So that's pretty interesting.
No rent.
Rent free. Here's the reality.
Let me get this right.
Maybe about it. They think there's a conspiracy there. You know that.
Mm-hmm. What conspiracy?
That maybe he wasn't the shooter and somebody did the shooting and then they shot him. It's like the JFK Lee Harvey Oswald theory.
Thing that makes me interesting is that supposedly he was losing money. He was, you know, he wasn't, he'd been making money for a long time gambling, and now he's lost money, and that was the reason why he decided to shoot people?
That's what the sheriff said this week. I'm keeping everybody abreast on this each week because there's updates each week, but the reality is maybe somebody did the shooting and they pinned it on him because, remember, the hard drive's missing from the computer. How the heck did the hard drive get out of the computer? Tell me that one. Okay. All right. And just making a really quick segue from the Las Vegas shooter, what a World Series, huh?
Go Houston.
Houston won the World Series. Go Strohs. Cole 45s. Unbelievable,
for
right?
For everybody, including Grandma, right? Including Grandma.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Grandma's getting a Cole 45?
Absolutely. Man,
yeah, the Cole 45s.
Grandma invented Cole 45.
Well, you trying to say your grandmother invented that?
Let me tell you something. Granny had more to do than you thought, okay?
All right. Tell us. Three minds want to hear this.
That's a separate conversation off the mic.
And we're not going to talk about the Schlitz malt liquor.
Look, Granny worked third shift, swing shift, you know what I mean? don't play Granny short.
All right, so also, you know, back to the NFL pledge. The NFL is just, like, going broke. They're having more and more trouble every single week. The players keep doing it, and Papa John's stock went down 25% this past week.
I saw that.
Hopefully nobody owns Papa John's stock, and if you own it, you know, tell your friends to eat more chicken or something.
Yeah, well, Peyton Manning owns a lot of stock in Papa John's. He's losing his butt.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, but at that level, are you really losing anything?
Not really.
Billions of dollars.
It's a tax write-off.
Exactly. Yeah, is what I think.
Concerning some high school football, Conway beat Wando 34-10 in the first playoff round. North Myrtle Beach, Trance Colleton 59-36, and Myrtle Beach, Lackard Buford 48-7. Now, Dillon beat Strom Thurmond 35-7. I got a question for you, Reggie, okay?
Okay.
Strom Thurmond, the name of that high school is called the Strom Thurmond High School, and the name of their mascot are the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they haven't made him change the name of that high school.
Yeah, because Strom
Maybe
Thurmond.
Maybe we should call it the Robert E. Lee High School.
Yeah, he had a colorful background, that's for sure.
You got that right. You hit the nail on the head on that one.
Yeah, and it's called the Rebels. I think we need to tell the world. We need to get all those liberal Democrats looking at Strom Thurmond High School and the Rebel mascot.
Okay.
Carolina Forest beat Lexington 34-21. Green Sea Floyd beat Scotts Branch 20-18. I have no idea where some of these cities are. Mm-hmm. And Sacristy lost to Fort Dorchester 49-15.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Loris lost to Brookland KC 53-22. But North Myrtle Beach is running wild, The football teams are doing great. It's just that the city's not doing as good as the football team. I'm thinking maybe they ought to have the football coach of Myrtle Beach become the mayor. What do you think about that, David Hux?
Huh? I like it. I like it. First string. Put the first string in.
Take it and run with
Listen,
it.
Listen, I want to break away to David Hux a little bit. David, you know, a couple years ago, I started the whole riff about the beach parking. When they took away my ability to go to the beach, I said that the mayor raped me on Saturdays. I can't go to the beach anymore. What do you think about the beach parking situation and how the city council and the mayor handled that so far? Give us 30 seconds. Go.
Well, I just want to say before I do that, I want to say I'm here this morning thanks to the help of John Pappy Rhodes. John says, don't get out and vote Tuesday, people. We've already decided who the winners are.
Is that what he's saying?
No, the tourism lobby's picked the winners already, folks. No need to come out and vote on Tuesday.
Hmm.
We already know who's going to win.
You think that happened?
Who's going to win?
You think that happened in the presidential race, too?
Possibly. Same crowd, probably. Okay. The whole parking situation's this, man. We like to charge people that can't vote. That's the Myrtle Beach rule. If you can't vote, you get taxed. If you can't vote, you get feed. So, hey, make sure you can vote. That's all I got to say, because this is our town. This is our town.
And listen, the weather for Tuesday election day is 80 degrees. So, folks, if you don't go out to vote, I don't want anybody to complain about to me anymore who became the mayor or the council people, because you go out and vote. And if everybody goes out and vote and Mayor Rhodes wins again, then he's our mayor. And you all wanted him. So go out and vote, because I think, according to David Hux, if less than 5,000 people vote, Mayor Rhodes will be reelected. Is that correct, Mr. Hux?
I believe so. And let me say this to you, John. I'm looking here right here at the recent crime report that just came in. This crime report is brought to you by John Pappy Rhodes. No crime in Myrtle Beach, people. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Listen, I was looking at Channel 13's website, Mr. Hux, yesterday, and they had like little quotes. It started, the little article was on their webpage, Channel 13. This is, I want to read you the person and the first line of the quote and tell me what you think, okay? Concerning Brenda Bethune, the first line she has in her quote is, I just care. What do you think about that?
I do. Let me just say this about Miss Bethune. She has really spent a lot of money in this town. She's invested well. She's a longtime resident. I think she does care. I think she's very upset about what's going on here in Myrtle Beach.
Ed Carey put on the first line, the city doesn't need to be in private development business. What do you think about that one?
Well, I agree with him, but the tourism lobby probably would take him at odds on that one. Got to get that whole thing going down there. You can't let anybody know what's happening, but you need to make it happen for these handful of people that are supporting John Pappy Rhodes.
Mark McBride said, we really have a public safety issue. What do you think about that?
Well, as John Pappy Rhodes says, we got crime completely under control. You can't trust those FBI numbers, Stuart. You know that.
Well, what's interesting, here's John Rhodes' first line. Listen to this. I'm not making this up, folks. John Rhodes' first line on Channel 13's website is, we're a very safe community. That's what he wrote.
Well, he also says the biggest problem Myrtle Beach is facing right now is fake news. Got to shut down all those people out there like Bubba Henson who taking videos of shootings downtown. Got to shut them up. Got to get them out because this is our town. This message brought to you by John Pappy Rhodes.
On a segue, I'm still trying to buy Girl Scout cookies. They're going to become a hard commodity, Reggie. They're going to just be Scout cookies eventually.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, and folks, I know if you're waiting to get the new Playboy issue that has the transgender person, it's on the stands now. You can buy it on the stands now. Reg, did you get your copy yet?
Absolutely not.
I'm good with the. I'm good with not looking at the Frank and Beans.
Frank
but
and
no, there's
beans.
No, there's no, there's no, there's no Frank.
Okay,
it's Frankless. But Rick, if you want to, if you don't want to be seen in public buying it, you can download an electronic copy of Playboy for $5.99 online.
That's all? Just $5.99?
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs in the 7-Eleven, but we'll have to find
out. I think
out.
It's $1.99.
Let's see, which one will we pick? Run the risk of exposing ourselves for $1.99
or $5.99 in
private.
Private.
No, it probably costs like probably $8.99.
Really?
David, when was the last time you bought a Playboy?
I have not looked at a Playboy magazine, and I know you're probably, everybody's going to go, really? In years, because I don't care.
Alrighty.
See, here's the thing.
Thanks for sharing.
Now, listen. Here's the thing. Now, here's a funny thing. I remember I was at my aunt's house one day.
Oh, God.
And they were actually, she said, there's those telemarketers again. And I went, really? Give me the phone. So I answered her phone, and it was a guy that said, quote, yes, I'm here to see if you would like to apply for a subscription to Playboy. So I had to do it. I went.
I changed my voice, and I said, well, I don't want to play with a boy. I want to play with a girl.
There you go with jokes.
And he said, no, that's Playgirl magazine for women. I said,
well, why is it Playgirl? Don't the women want to play with the boys?
He didn't get it.
Click.
Yeah, click. He didn't call back.
He was on the slow bus, huh? Slow bus that day, huh?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do those magazines. I don't do magazines at all.
Does anybody do magazines?
I don't know. I mean, actually, is that Stuart? Does your wife subscribe to any magazines?
Oh, my wife subscribes. Mrs. Axelrod has about 15 magazines delivered. Because what happens is, her mom buys her
15?
Some, and I buy her a couple. Yeah. Like Heart, House and Garden. Bon Appetit is probably my favorite. But I also have like 6 magazines delivered to the office, like ESPN and all kinds of magazines.
So your clients come in and they have time to read something before they meet with you for whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I'm talking about it's your own home personal,
Yeah.
You actually subscribe to magazines? Reggie, do you?
Yeah, because
I haven't subscribed to a magazine in ages. I just, not even Jet or Ebony. Not even Jet or Ebony, And that's Black people's Bible.
David, you subscribe? David, you subscribe to magazines?
Not really. I'm more doing online now. I'm kind of out of the magazine thing.
I think that's a consensus with everybody. I don't think that anybody does much of the magazines anymore.
Isn't that what put Barnes & Noble, a Chapter 13 bookstore? Which one was it? Was it Chapter 13?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. It's what put them out of business. They weren't paying attention.
No, that might have been Books A Million.
Books A Million?
Books A Million.
Well, I think
Barnes & Noble's still there. Market Common.
Well, I think any bookstore stand, you've been hit by this internet wave where people just don't come by it anymore.
Because you can find it on the internet.
Absolutely, for free.
Right.
And, Reggie, with that said, we're just getting an update here on the ticker.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there's going to be a library put in the super block. Wait a minute. New update. No, correction. There's not going to be a library in the supermarket. This information's brought to you by John Pappy Boyles.
So which one is it? Are we going to get one or not?
Well, we were going to get one. Maybe now we're not. I think we need to wait on the updating story. It changes by the minute.
Okay, I get it now.
Pappy Rhodes say, don't vote on Tuesday. It's already been decided, folks.
Reggie, when we talked about it this year, you remember you and I talked about they were going to buy the Super Block end of the domain, and they were going to put a children's library and a children's museum and a library, but Mayor Rhodes came out this week and said that was just an option. It's not etched in stone, but it was etched in stone until last week. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. It looks like they just want to buy this property up for some other reason. David, we have high crime and a lot of drug abuse down there in the Myrtle Beach proper. How'd we get this way? How'd we get here, David?
Well, I tell you what, if you look at the land down there, Stuart, it's worth a fortune. But you wouldn't know that by the looks of things down there. I tell you, it's hard to prove a conspiracy, but you would think that some of that property down there would have turned over by now, unless there's some blocking and tackling going on to keep that property from being moved. Why is Charlotte, Charleston, Columbia, New York, New Jersey not investing down there? It's a good question. And here's the situation. Crime stays high, property values stay low. Some of those people down there need to be taking the handcuffs off and allow them to do what they want to do with their own property. Of course, in Myrtle Beach, if you own private property, you have to do what the city of Myrtle Beach tells you can and can't do with it. And if you want to buy it, you got to go through a few DRCs and CABs to decide, hey, what you going to do with that before you buy it? Well, it's my property. I want to buy it. Well, you can't buy it unless you tell us what you're going to do with it. Ask them for their architectural plans or their designs with their 10-year plan, and they shut meetings down.
Well, actually, I want to ask a question. What is the DRC?
The DRC is the Downtown Redevelopment Corporation. Now, here's the good news. We got one. Unfortunately, Carolina Forest Dutton, Highway 17 and 544 Dutton and North Myrtle Beach Dutton, those towns are exploding in growth. Thanks to the DRC, we're stuck in 73, 4, 5. I don't know what year we're stuck in. We got dilapidated buildings, bulldozers everywhere, and we got people who won't tell us what the plans are. Is it a government organization? We don't know. Is it not a government organization? We don't know. It's quasi-government, the best kind of government you can get, folks. And that kind of government is brought to you by John Pappy Rhodes.
At least the sponsor is consistent.
Yeah, the John Pappy Rhodes. Yes, John Pappy says.
I think it's our first sponsor.
John Pappy says, stay home on Tuesday, y'all. The tourism lobbies already decided this thing. Stay home. Don't vote.
All right, but folks, listen, on the real side of it all, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Vote your conscience. Vote for who you want, because Myrtle Beach is a beautiful city, and I have to admit, it's like a city in rubble right now. When you drive down some of those streets, Reggie, it looks like Baghdad and Iran. And speaking about Iran and Baghdad and Bengali and stuff like that, Bo Bergdahl is not going to go to prison. That was the guy that deserted over in Afghanistan. You see that, Reg?
I did. Yes, I saw it.
And a lot of people are ticked off about it because Barack Hussein Obama traded 5 Taliban combatants from Gitmo to get him back. And, you know, a lot of people got hurt trying to rescue him. And a lot of people in America thought he should have gone to jail for a little bit. But he got $400,000 in back pay from President Obama. He gave him that $400,000 in back pay. And now he's getting a dishonorable discharge. And a lot of people are saying his penalty or his penalty is falling short of the gravity of the offense he did. So, and just bring that to light. And on some international news, Reg, we are now the international news source of the East Coast on Saturday morning, okay?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
There's a Japanese company giving its non-smoking employees extra pay time off as compensation for the coworkers that smoke. What do you think of that?
Wait a minute. Let me wrap my mind around that. Okay. There's a company giving non-smoking...
Japanese company.
Japanese, mm-hmm. Be clear, Japanese company that is giving non-smoking employees additional time off because of smoking employees at said Japanese company.
Yeah, because they don't smoke, so the smoking employees got to go down like 20 flights and out the door to smoke, so they're giving the non-smoking employees a bonus. Yeah.
Is that supposed to discourage the employees that smoke? Maybe they would get the gift too?
I think so, because according to the World Health Organization, 21.7% of all Japanese adults smoke.
Wow, that's a big chunk.
That's like a quarter of the population, and the highest percentages are males and older generations. You always see the old Japanese women even smoking. They just all smoke for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
I mean, everything you need to know, you learn on the 60-Minute Axelrod Radio Show.
That's right.
Listen, I got a serious thing to bring up right now, okay? Reg,
okay.
Real serious.
All right.
You know, the Jetsons debuted in 1962. You remember that little cartoon show?
It's Jetson, his boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Boy, this was Saturday morning when I was growing up. Can you name the characters?
Yes.
George, Jane, Judy, and Elroy. And Ashgrove.
Yes.
His boy, Elroy.
Daughter. All right, so what's happening, Reg?
Uh-huh.
ABC is going to do a sitcom based on the Jetsons.
A sitcom. Not a cartoon,
but a
sitcom.
Not a cartoon. They've ordered a pilot for it, and it's going to be... The original Jetsons was set in 2062, and the new Jetsons TV show is going to be set in 2118, 100 years from today, this year. Next
Interesting.
Year.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be called the Jetsons, and you said ABC TV.
Yeah, they've ordered Warner Brothers to develop it. Because, see, what's happening is Warner Brothers is doing an animated Jetsons feature film this year. There's going to be a cartoon movie coming out, and then they're going to do a live show. Like Friends or something like that, like All in the Family. They're going to do like multi-camera sitcom.
Now, who would you think would play the parts of the Jetsons?
Like, let's see.
Well,
George, let's start with George.
George would be Ed Helm. What do you think? Ed Helm from the Hangover movies?
I don't know.
Huh? How about Al Bundy from Married with Children?
He's too old.
That would be good.
He's too old.
Who would play Rosie? Rosie, the robot.
Yes. Yeah. Who would?
Who would
well,
play
that
Rosie?
Would be a voice animation.
Uh-huh. No. How about Roseanne Barr?
Oh, God.
For Rosie. How there about that? That's a good one, right?
No, that's scary.
Yeah. There you go.
Because
no.
He said, no, that's scary.
When they made the cartoon, the cartoon was synonymous with the gleaming utopia promised by technology.
Yep.
See,
yep.
All that technology was supposed to make our world perfect. Oh, yeah. Look at what happened.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just the opposite end of the spectrum, right, on that one.
Yeah. It was, you know, they were living up in the air. They probably had, like, nuclear fallout or something. That's why the Jetsons were living up in the space. And Elroy went to the Little Dipper School, and Judy went to Orbit High School, just for everybody that wants to know a little trivia about that. But on a more local note, we have Art in the Park this weekend at Chapin Park, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the Berlin Memorial United Methodist Church, that's a lot to say. Berlin Memorial United Methodist Church is having their 50th annual barbecue and fall festival, Reg.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a plate for $10. It benefits the Berlin Memorial Outreach team, providing assistance to those with critical needs in our community.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is this church again, Stuart? Where is the church?
It's in Merle's Inlet.
Merle's Inlet, down the street. Okay.
I believe it's in Merle's Inlet. Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of it again? Berlin, you said?
It's actually Balin.
Yeah, Berlin,
guys.
Memorial United Methodist Church.
What did you say, Ben?
They got that.
It's actually Balin. It's the way they pronounce it. It's a southern thing. It's called Balin. I almost got married there. Beautiful church, beautiful community, beautiful people.
How do you spell that?
That's why.
Almost got married?
Well, I got married at the Dunes Club instead, but we looked at that location. It's really beautiful. It's right there overlooking the marsh down in Merle's Inlet. Like, good people, man. That's a solid place down there.
And how do you spell that again?
B-E-L-I-N, Balin.
B-E-L-I-N. Okay,
Balin.
I got it.
It's Balin. It's a great church.
Okay.
And it's an old part of what is Myrtle Beach or the Myrtle Beach area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have Mr. Hux to explain the how to pronounce things, because us people from the north that moved here 30 years ago, we don't know that. That's why you're here, Mr. Hux.
Yeah, you've been here 200 years.
And let me say this to you, Stuart. It's our town. This is our town, according to Pappy Rhodes. It's our town. Just know that. If you ain't been here a long time, you don't belong. That's what Pappy says.
Well, I've been here 10 minutes. I guess I need to get the hell on, right?
we're allowed to be here.
Leave your money at the door as you go.
And
all right?
Get the hell on, right? Okay.
But Rick, one of your favorite foods is back in town, Rick.
What is that?
I know you like it. The McRib is back at McDonald's, everybody.
I
limited
thought it was
time
say...
only. Go to
no. No, that's not my favorite. I can tell you that now. We don't even know what's
Reggie,
in that thing.
Reggie, do you eat at McDonald's?
Periodically. It's not one of my
favorite
stops.
Do you eat the McRib?
No, never had
you
it.
Eat the McRib?
Honestly, never had
never
it.
Had it. You
never
need
had
to
it.
Have it, Reggie. You need to expand your borders and boundaries of food.
What? I've got to eat more than
your soul.
I've got to eat more than marshmallow cream?
Fluff.
Fluff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Rick's favorite food, and, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've been thinking about
I
you,
ate
though.
That tub. It's gone. I ate every bit of that marshmallow fluff.
And you look like
that's
that marshmallow.
Stuff.
Yeah, what's that?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's right. Yes, that's it.
But going back to Reg, going back to your eating, today is National Bison Day. Did you know that, Reggie?
No, National Bison. Does Ted Turner still own a herd of bison out on his ranch in Wyoming, is it, I think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, those restaurants. You know, have you ever eaten at his restaurants, Ted Turner Bison? What do they call it?
No.
The
Roy Rogers?
No. The mascot is a buffalo. And they're all over Atlanta. There's like 4 or 5 locations over Atlanta. Nice restaurant.
No, because the first Saturday in November honors one of the most majestic beasts to roam the lands of America.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be almost extinct. Now they're in all 50 states.
Oh, really? Buffalo in every 50 states?
Yeah.
And all 50 states, huh?
Yeah, and then on May the 9th, 2016, Barack Hussein Obama, he signed the law making the American bison the national mammal of the United States. Did you know that?
Mm-mm, I didn't know
Did
that.
Did you say mammal?
Yeah, mammal. The bison is the national mammal of the U.S., and I think Flipper's like a little opposed to that because I think the porpoise, wasn't that a mammal?
I was thinking that there's a bison.